Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, everyone. This is Joyce Kyles, Executive Director of Walking Into a New Life. Thank you so much for tuning in to another broadcast of Boots on the Ground. We are so pleased to bring this show to you each and every Monday night from 5:30 until 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, 6:30 Eastern Time. And, of course, this show is being brought to you by Walking Into a New Life, which is our nonprofit organization. Our mission is to stop domestic violence and help stabilize victims through a series of projects, programs, and initiatives that we host throughout the year. Again, we are so pleased to have you join us tonight. And if this is your first time, we certainly hope that this will not be your last time. So thank you so much for tuning in. And towards the end of the show, we will talk a little bit more about Walking Into a New Life, some of the initiatives that we have coming up, and how you can stay connected to us, because we would love to continue the interaction with you, not only on this show, but moving forward. So again, I'm Joyce Kyles, Executive Director of Walking Into a New Life. And this week, as we have been so fortunate every week, we have a wonderful guest on the show. I had the opportunity to meet her in our social media community, actually. So we've never actually met face-to-face, but we had an opportunity to serve together on a telesummit back in January and had been following her even prior to that, but certainly after hearing her speak on that telesummit, I have become a fan myself. She's made me pay a little bit more attention to my health and fitness as well. And so I really thought that it would be great to have her on the show to share her insights with us because she's good at what she does and she's very articulate and very comprehensive in the way that she presents it. And because we talk so much on this show about issues pertaining to domestic violence, sexual assault, and other social issues that are important to us, I am very big on people having an understanding of the importance of self-care, the importance of health and wellness, and how all that ties in to an individual who may have gone through or may even be going through domestic violence. And so how to take care of yourself, how to be healthy, and even if that is not your particular situation, but health and wellness just across the board is so very important. So I wanted to make sure that I had time to have her on the show. She has graciously accepted, and I know that she is on vacation, so I am extremely honored. So I want to introduce to some of you and present to others none other than Ms. Erica Ebert. So, Erica, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Joyce. I really appreciate it. I'm so glad to be here.
Thank you. Thank you for just taking the time out to talk with us for a few minutes. And so I want to share with everyone that you are a health and wellness coach. But beyond that, I would just like for you to take the floor for the next few minutes and share with our listening audience a little bit about who you are, what you do, and also why and how you came into doing what you do. So for the next few minutes, Erica, the floor is yours.
Okay, so I am Erica Ebert. I'm a health and wellness coach, and I actually started, I would say maybe 2 years ago, in the industry, not on a large scale, just helping friends, helping myself. A few years ago, I actually was considered obese by industry standards, and oh my goodness, I've always tried to stay healthy, exercise, eat right, but at some point in my life, I kind of took another direction, and I realized that being overweight was just not working for me. So I basically put a plan together, eventually started working with a trainer, and basically, just got myself under control. And the thing that I like to tell people is it's not just about the physical aspect of health and wellness. To be successful, you have to look at, go from the inside. Like, what caused you to become overweight? Or why is it that you're eating and drinking and maybe just spazzing out? You know, so go from the inside, think about why you did what you did, and why do you want to change? And so it's like once you have your inside underneath, once you figure out your why, then you can go ahead and be successful otherwise. So I actually help busy, career-driven women take control of their health and wellness because for the longest time, I found myself not really taking care of myself. I always take care of other people. So whether it's my mom, friends, or whomever, I would always put other people before myself. And I noticed people around me did the same thing. And so I'm glad you mentioned self-care. You know, for us to effectively take care of other people, well, we have to remember, you know, us. You know, we have to take into account that there are things that we need.
Right.
Absolutely. That, you know, so that way we can live, right, that way we can live and be healthy, be happier. You know, our self-esteem has to be at a point to where, you know, no matter what happens, we can keep going. So
right.
That's
absolutely
basically why I got into this. And I'm glad that I am here to stay.
Wow. Well, thank you so much for sharing that. And so are we. And, you know, I haven't met you in person, but I've seen enough of your gorgeous pictures to know that you are a beautiful person inside and out. And so to be considered obese, I have not seen those pictures. I couldn't even fathom what that would look like on you. You are she is a beautiful person inside and out. So again, I couldn't even imagine what that would look like, honestly.
Oh my goodness! So I was like 160 pounds, something like that. Maybe 4 years ago. So yes, I was considered obese, and is this for me? It was an eye opener because I have I kind of struggled a little bit growing up with, you know, being thin, gaining weight a little bit, and, you know, just the highs and lows. And so I kind of have a complex, so to speak, on weight gain, weight loss. It was just constant. And for me, it was because of my self-esteem. I really would say that my self-esteem has gotten much better within this past year than it has been any other time in my life. And I'll be 40 next month. So it's
wow,
just,
okay.
I don't know. Yeah. Yeah, it's just one of those things. My self-esteem was pretty low, so I kind of just went, I don't know, I was all over the place. But I will say now that I'm pretty much grounded on just about every area of my life, I feel like I can see better. My confidence level is higher, and I will tell you that exercising does it. Exercising does it for me. I feel stronger.
Yeah.
I feel powerful. I feel rejuvenated, you know, just from exercising, whether it's 30 minutes or an hour. I get out there a minimum of 3 times a week. And it's, you know, I call it my happy hour. My happy hour or my happy home. So it's, it just does so much for me.
Wow, that is awesome. And I can tell you from the times that I'm not so consistent with exercising as I should be, I'm actually doing a little better. So I'm confessing that now. Not as good as I need to be, but I have to. You know, I started about 2 weeks ago, and sometimes I do 30 minutes. Sometimes, you know, it might just be 10. But I'm trying to make sure every day that I'm incorporating some form of exercise, because you're absolutely right. You not only do you, you know, you look better, but you feel better. And
yes,
as a person who is a survivor, one of the things that helped me as I was making my transition actually is exercise. Because that was the time that I was giving to myself and focusing really on my physical self. I am probably considered obese by society standards now, just given my height and size. So I am working on making sure that I lose some weight, but also to tone. But in the process of that, it makes you feel better. And then, as a survivor, one of the things that when I was going through as a victim of abuse, food was my comfort. So I found myself either eating all the time or eating and throwing it up, you know, and forcing myself to throw it up. So either way, it was not healthy for me. And I know that I'm not alone in that. I've talked to some others that have gone through some, you know, some similar issues. So being healthy is more than just about the aesthetics. It's about making sure that you are holistically sound so that you don't just eat, and find yourself with things like high blood pressure and diabetes and, you know, some of these other issues that we develop as a result of not being healthy. So for those of you who are just tuning in, I'm Joyce Kyle, Executive Director of Walking Into a New Life. This is another broadcast of Boots on the Ground Radio, and we are so pleased to have Erica Hebert. Did I pronounce it right this time? Is it Hebert?
Hebert, yes.
Hebert. Okay, I'm going to get it right. Erica Hebert. She is a health and wellness coach, and she is the CEO of Health Coach Enterprises. She is a mom, a wife. She is, and I want to go ahead and point this out now to our listening audience, she is also a best-selling author. So congratulations to you, Erica.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm still so,
tell our listening audience about that. I think that is just amazing. So please tell our listening audience about that whole experience.
Okay. I am a Amazon best-selling author, co-author of the book I Am Woman Enough. It's 365 Affirmations for Women. So myself, along with 20 other women, each wrote a story in the book. And the story ultimately was something that, you know, something that we went through in life. And we had to write an affirmation centered around that story. So my story is standing tall. And I just talk about growing up, 5 years old, parents are divorced, and we moved from, you know, basically a family household where you had mom and dad to only having mom, and we're staying with our grandparents, and my mom didn't work. And so I go into how it was kind of a rough upbringing because my mom is disabled, so she cannot work. And at some point, we had to take it upon ourselves to get out there and make our own income as a child. So we were like 8, 9 years old, picking up potatoes in the field and planting potatoes.
Wow.
And we, yes, we did blueberries, whatever we can do living in a country setting, we did. We did. And so we basically learned how to make our own money since we were kids. And, you know, and all of that, it was kind of difficult because with my mom not working and she was waiting on child support, welfare, and none of that was enough to take care of us. None of that was enough. So, I mean, we did any and everything that we could do to survive. And so with all that being said, I just kind of learned to stand tall and be able to stand on my 2 feet with what I had. And, you know, to this day, I would say that that experience has grounded me because I don't take anything for granted. And to be able to instill some of that in my godchildren is, for me, is rewarding. You know, I tell them stories and they're like, really? Really, Nanny? You did that? And I'm like, yes, we did that. So, and everything that I do, I try to always go back to childhood and just incorporate that in there. You know, I'm just someone who I learned to stand tall. I learned to take care of myself. I had to grow up basically, you know, at a young age. And, you know, my mom is great. She's a wonderful mother. But, you know, she can't help that she has a that she has an illness that won't ever go away. So, you know, you learn to deal with the situation that you've dealt with. And one of the things that I try to do with her as well is, okay, let's go exercise. Let's go walk. Okay, well, what are we eating today? So with everything that we have going on in life, I always try to relate it back to health and wellness because, you know, we don't need to be on all these different medications for various reasons when most of our health can be taken care of just on our own, just by eating right, by exercising, taking vitamins.
Yes.
So I always try to tie it back to health and wellness. So no matter what's going on in life, yes, let's talk about what we can do on this end so we can, you know, better things for you in the future. And I've had several friends who's gone through domestic violence, and it's ugly. It is so ugly. It is, I can't even describe it. And, you know, now that they have pretty much overcome those situations, they too have, you know, incorporated health and wellness and, you know, activity just to, you know, become stronger and have that confidence and build up their self-esteem. So, you know, prayerfully, you know, with all that being said, they'll be stronger to leave before they ever get into a situation like that again, or maybe be able to spot it before something like that would ever happen. So it's very important. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's very important. But the book, oh my goodness, the stories are amazing. They're so amazing. These women, we all basically poured out our heart and soul into this book. And to be amongst 20 of the women who's gone through things, and some of them were very traumatic, and how they overcame that situation is amazing. It says that we have hearts, we have strength, we have God, we know what love is. And towards the end of the book, Asa has 365 affirmations that you would say and then find a way to apply that particular affirmation to your life. So it is absolutely amazing. I am so thankful and honored to be a part of it.
Wow. Well, I have already ordered it, and it is on my list of things to do over this weekend because I'm going to be practicing a bit of self-care. And so I have it already downloaded to my Kindle so I can read it. And I would strongly encourage me and everyone else within the sound of my voice to make sure that they do. At this time, I guess that's a good segue into sharing with individuals how they can get in touch with you and how they can purchase the book. So all of your contact information, feel free to share.
Okay. So I can be found on Facebook as Erica Hebert. It's E-R-I-K-A. And then my last name is H-E-B-E-R-T. I have a website that is still in development, but it's www.ericadhebert.com. So it's ericadhebert. I am also on Instagram as Erica D. Hebert. And you can also email me at edumas1913@gmail.com. I welcome emails. I love emails. And to order the book, yes, I went through and I cleaned up my emails so good to where it's so manageable now. So I'm like so excited about that. I did that last year. To order the book, you can go to Amazon.com, and it's I Am Woman Enough. 365 Affirmations for Women by Asa Laveau. Eventually, I'll have a spot on my website as well, but not yet.
Well, when it is up and running, we will definitely be looking forward to seeing what all you have to present on the site. And as you all know, we do make a point of sharing our guests' information on social media as well, so we will be doing that. If you happen to miss something, if you came in on the show a little late, do feel free to go back and listen to the replay. It will be available. It's usually available within 5 minutes of the show ending. So we will go back and post that, and we, too, are updating our website. So we are excited to be getting ready to launch it at the end of the week. So when it is relaunched, then this particular broadcast, as well as the previous shows and contact information for every single guest, will be available there. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook as Walking Into a New Life Incorporated, and we also have a fan page specific to the broadcast, and it's actually called Boots on the Ground. So you can find us on Facebook as Boots on the Ground. Every guest that we've had since the show has begun, they are listed there, their information, the past show links, so a lot of different ways to stay connected to us. Erica, we're coming down to the last couple of minutes of the show. So at this time, I'd like for you to do two things. One, mm-hmm. to just share with us just two or three things that you feel would be good for our listening audience in terms of what they should eat, shouldn't eat, you know, things that will alleviate stress, just a two or three points on that, and then any last words that you have for our listening audience.
Okay, I would say what you shouldn't eat is a whole lot of salt. Whole lot of salt, a whole lot of sugar. It's very important that we realize that heart disease and diabetes are preventable diseases. So is obesity as well. These are all preventable. So it's very important to reduce that and maintain a healthy weight. Eat whole grain products, eat in moderation, and let's see here. Also, I would say just get up, walk around, you know. Exercising and eating healthy, that's a conversation. So whether, you know, you and your spouse, the family, you know, talk about healthy eating and, you know, decide as a family to, you know, take a stroll in the park, play volleyball, or just do something active, something fun, to where everyone is getting up and exercising and, you know, getting energized. And, you know, just doing that in and of itself helps to balance you and get a normal weight. And I will say for self-care, get rest. Take care of yourself and, you know, find time to do things that you like to do. So for me, a friend asked me like a couple of weeks ago, actually, Erica, what do you like to do for fun? And I named everything that involved other people. And he was like, you don't like to do anything by yourself? And I was like,
wow.
And I'm saying to myself, yes, I do. I am very comfortable in my skin. But he's like, well, you didn't say any of those things. And I'm like, oh, I see where you're going. So when I speak of self-care now, I mostly speak of, you know, I'll gladly sit and read a book. I'll gladly take a stroll by myself. You know, I love to ride my bicycle. I love to do things on my own. I don't have to be with someone else. So think about those things that you can do by yourself for self-care, where you can clear your own mind and be at peace.
Yes. Wow, that's awesome. Thank you so very much. Some great things to think about. And, you know, I think especially just us as women, when people ask mm-hmm. us questions like that, we just automatically start going into how we do things with other people and how this affects other people and how it helps other people. We don't speak in terms of I. And hearing
yes.
you state that is just more confirmation that that's something that I have to make sure that I am paying more attention to. will definitely start doing a lot more exercising and making it more of a family affair. I like that you mentioned that too. There are things that you can do as a family to have fun and have a good time, but there's also those self-care things that we need to pay more attention to. So I like that you mentioned that. And the best part is you talking about how a lot of the issues that we have with our health can be remedied if we do practice exercising, if we practice how we eat, what we eat, when we eat, staying away from so much salt and sugar. So those things are very, very key. So thank you so much for pointing those things out and making people aware that a lot of,
yes,
of what's going on with our bodies is preventative by us. So thank you for sharing that.
Yes. You're welcome. You know, I always say one small change in your daily habit can make a difference. It really can. Yeah. One small change.
Absolutely. Well, Erica Adair, I am so pleased that you joined us on the show. I know that you are on vacation, so I'm going to let you get back to your vacation. Thank you so much for being so gracious and for sharing such wonderful and comprehensive information. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Joyce. Have a good one.
You too. And for those of you who have stayed until the end, I just want to thank you so much for tuning in, listening in. This is something that I truly enjoy hosting each and every week for our listening audience. As promised, again, we have had a wonderful guest on the show who has provided tangible resources and things that you can use. I am very big on not just bringing awareness, but also putting action into that awareness so that once you know what to do, then you'll also have some instructions on how to see it through. So, again, thanks so much to our very special guests. Thanks so much to each and every one of you for tuning in and for sharing the information. Our upcoming events do include our cell phone drive that we're hosting right now. So if you are in the Memphis, Tennessee area or know someone who is or just want to share this, please do. HopeLine is an initiative that is hosted by Verizon Wireless. And what they do is they collect old cell phones, flip phones, doesn't matter the brand. They take accessories as well. So if you have the chargers, the batteries, any form of communication, what they do is they take it and they clean it and they get it programmed and it's distributed to survivors of abuse. So if you would like to participate in this, please reach out to us at 901-466-6182. Again, that's 901-466-6182. You can also email us at info@wial.org. Again, that's info@wial.org. But we are determined to collect as many cell phones and accessories as we possibly can. This is one of our initiatives. We are a partner with the Family Safety Center here in Memphis, Tennessee, and they work in partnership with Verizon. So we are pleased to be able to do this, as well as our quarterly Pampering Support Day that will take place at the end of April. So, again, if you would like to join us, then please call us or email us, or you can send us a message on our Facebook page, which is Walking Into a New Life Incorporated. As always, thank you so much for tuning in each and every week. We look forward to bringing you this same great information with another very special guest on next Monday. Until that time, thank you for tuning in, and we look forward to seeing and hearing from you on next week.